BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Friday. Day 16 of the Who Vent calendar gets opened. Also, more bangers. The Fired Apprentice candidates get us lunch in their latest task. And it's relationship transfer deadline day.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.
Happy New Music Friday. Hello.
Oh, hi. Nice to see you sober.
Hello, who's that?
It's Natasha.
Nice to see you sober. How can I help?
I believe it's supposed to be a transfer deadline day today, is it not?
Yes, oh. That's on as well.
Oh, wow, there's so much on.
It is relationship transfer deadline day. Wait right there. That's right, it's relationship transfer deadline day.
I forgot what a big day this was, Scott.
Yes. So, Natasha, what's your situation?
So basically, my boyfriend and I got together pretty much first week of January, and
okay.
he doesn't listen to the show. I'm a long time listener for about 5 years now, so I'm up to date with everything that goes on.
Well, tell him to listen. He's your boyfriend.
Good work.
I tried to get him to do the the football commentary for the Euros. So yeah. He did that, and that was a good way of getting him in. But
that put him off.
So I was telling him about the deadline day. I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday. And he thought it was really funny, but he was like, well, when are the dates? So, and I was like, oh, God, I don't know. So then I just wanted to get in touch and see what it was. And then obviously I heard it was today. So.
Did you have to explain it to him?
Yes, I did.
Because some people don't really understand it. What did you say? How did you explain it?
I had to sort of explain it a couple of times because obviously he's a big football fan. So it was kind of like, what?
So just to clarify, today is the day where, because Christmas, you can't split up with anybody.
Exactly.
Until the window closes, which is sometime in January.
Yes, and because this is like the first window for us, because like I say, we got together at the very beginning of the year, so just want to make sure we get the dates locked down.
It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas. Are you hoping to be retained?
I hope so. We should be.
Well, do you think he was inquiring about the date because he was thinking of dumping you?
No, I think it was just to clarify, so we both know what the dates are, so we both, like, you know, for sure, and yeah, so
yes.
I'm pretty certain we'll be okay.
And so, should he be worried?
No, of course not.
Maybe a little bit.
No, I'm not backing. I'm not cracking with that one, Chris.
But what about just for the drama of the day?
Yes, I think you're playing too easy to get.
You could do better.
Get rid of him. No, I don't mean that.
No, absolutely not. He's lovely.
The way, we need to work out what the cut-off point is for people to, if they were thinking of it already, I'm not telling you to dump someone, but if you were thinking of getting rid of that person, today you have to do it.
Yeah.
What's the deadline?
Well, not over Christmas. That's what we're saying. Should we say 4 o'clock?
Yeah, but then the official chart with Greg at 4.
Five to four.
Nothing moves the charts. 5 to 4.
The time will be 5 to 4.
5 to 4. You've got until then, Natasha, if you are thinking of it, but it doesn't sound like you are.
No, but I'll set an alarm on my phone just in case.
Okay.
But no, I think we'll be okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So just to clarify, the transfer window closes at 3:55 today. That is the transfer deadline. And then everyone is safe in their relationship over Christmas because it's too cruel to dump someone over the festive season. The transfer reopens in January. And that's TBC.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today we have a good idea for the apprentice candidates which are coming in.
Well, plots, no,
maybe
a bit of a
candidate.
Plot spoiler or candidate.
Yeah, but you don't know, do you? Might be one, might be two, might be more, might be 10.
Well, it can't be 10.
Yeah, it won't be 10
at
actually.
This stage of the competition. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'll be on at about 1:40 this afternoon.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Right? Is that fine?
That's fine.
God, you have to be so careful.
Oh, I'll
don't
tell you
me.
What, if you don't want to know what happened in The Apprentice, like, can we just talk freely?
Well, no, obviously not. People get really funny about it.
So anyway.
Okay, well, at 1:40, you'll find out who got fired. Okay?
At this late stage of the competition, we wanted to do something different with them.
Yeah, so today's idea, they have to, apprentice-style task, go and get us lunch.
Which I think is genius because...
Because everyone's hanging.
Yes, but on The Apprentice... If you call it a task, you can get them to do anything.
Well, no, it is a task. I mean, obviously, they are just going to get us lunch, which is perfect. But if you call it a task, all fine.
They love it.
Why didn't Lord Sugar do it more on the show?
This is what we were saying. We don't know why Sugar didn't just send them off to do it. Right, so today's task, they're in the shard or something. Today's task is you're going to go and do my laundry.
Hello. Hello, candidates. Today, you're going to go to the supermarket.
Yeah, and do my weekly shop.
Weekly big shop. So that's going to be whoever it might be at 1:40 this afternoon on Radio 1 as they go and get us lunch. The new apprentice task, which we've just made up.
I'm actually very hungry. So can we get them in before the news?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Bring them in. Lunchtime.
Yeah, let's do it. The Scott Mills Daily. Turn away from the radio if you don't want to know. So please welcome, from The Apprentice, your three finalists. You need to do your own spoiler alert, so like make it, like do some kind of siren or something. And please, now we've done this spoiler, that is a spoiler. So who are you?
Hi, my name's Grania and I was fired last night.
My name's Jessica and Sugar made the wrong choice.
I'm Frances and I am a loser.
So ladies, welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you.
Well done for making it that far as well. Incredible.
I think you should go full Lord Sugar now, Scott.
I fully plan to.
Go.
You ready?
Ready.
Just going into sugar mode right there. You are here at the Radio 1 studios at the world famous New Broadcasting House. Over 6,000 people work at this building and nearly all of those eat food. Food is something that humans need to survive. The only way to cure this is to feed them food. There are many food outlets in London. London is the capital city of the United Kingdom. Some of these outlets make profits of millions of pounds a year. So your task today, girls, is to go and get me and Chris lunch. You must be on budget and on time. Don't be late, and the team with what I think is the best lunch wins.
We all love a task, pressure. Don't we?
Right, I'm coming out of sugar mode now.
Team Jess.
My palms are actually sweaty.
Yeah.
Did it take you right back?
So much pressure.
No.
Yeah, I know.
But you know when you get taken somewhere to meet Lord Sugar to find out what the task is, so you get taken, I don't know, to the shard, but then it's got nothing to do with the shard.
Yeah.
Are you stood there trying to work out where it's going?
Oh, definitely.
We're always trying to guess where it's actually going to take us, and then it's completely different.
Yeah, because it's so...
You're on a boat, right? We're definitely going to...
He does give you random clues, which I just tried to emulate there. He does.
Like... Do we have to call you Lord Mills now?
Yes, great idea.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And what are you going to call us?
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Claude's Angels. All right, so normally you have, like, hours, don't you, to do these apprentice tasks. So we're hungry. So 15 minutes. I've managed to cobble together £5 each.
Wow, okay. You're too generous.
And then the new ones as well.
Look. Do you know what Oddies is?
You are?
Oddies? Oh, you don't have Oddies down south, do you? Do you have an Oddies?
What's that?
It's like a Greggs. Oddies pasties.
Is it?
Oh, no.
No.
You won't find any of them around here in that London.
But what's great is you guys are, like, the best at negotiating as well. So what I'm expecting is these are, like, £50 lunches or something that you've managed to get down to to a fiver.
I'm real saying, I want truffles and caviar for a fiver. Okay, girls. Right, so I've got the monies here. You have 15 minutes. Don't be late, remember.
I love this. So a task is on. Keen?
Yeah.
Right.
And... What do I do? What does he say? Go.
He doesn't really say go, does he?
I'll see you in the boardroom.
I quite like you telling me what to do because I didn't know what to do.
Scott, you're opening up a new side to you there.
I know, I really am. But I'll see you in this boardroom in 15 minutes. Go. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. All right, these girls from The Apprentice are causing absolute chaos while trying to get us lunch. Let me warn you of that. This from Frances's Snapchat.
We're in the Great Portland Cafe. Just down the road from BBC One Studios. Say hi, everyone.
Hi. No. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, they've all made it back in time. 15 minutes to get us lunch. Here are your apprentice finalists, Jess, Grania and Frances. Now, some people have been on saying this is just a cheap trick to get us lunch. That's not true. It's a task.
It's a task.
Like on The Apprentice. Very good, though, girls. All sticking to time there. Within 15 minutes.
Just about.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that harder than the ones on the show? Or?
I'll be honest, breath of fresh air. Went out of there, had clear direction, went straight to where I needed to be, thought hangover cure in my head, I think I bossed it.
Right,
I'll let you be the judge.
Well done, Jess. Okay, Grania, how did you do?
I think I've done all right. I got a hangover lunch, I think.
And Frances, how do you think you did? Did you stick to budget?
I haven't even spent a penny, Scott.
Oh, what?
What do you mean? Why? You're waving a fiver at me. How did that work?
She took a card.
I did not.
Did
I am a hustler.
Okay, how did you do that?
I went in, I mentioned Lord Mills' name, Said I was a candidate on the BBC Apprentice, showed them my Twitter, showed them the proof they needed, and I think I've done pretty well. I went to four or five places in the end. I mean, even blagged some food off some builders. They gave me their lunch.
Oh, you've done well. I like that you showed your Twitter. Is that what you're doing a lot at the moment?
Yeah,
it's me.
Follow me. Let me in.
So now, Scott, we're not meant to have food in the studio usually.
No, but it's the Apprentice,
but it's
so
a task.
Fine.
So it's fine.
So, Chris, I want you to do a taste test now, please.
Do you want me to talk you through what we got?
Yep. I always have someone to taste the food for me.
Francis, what's going on here? Okay. It smells quite dirty.
I'll break you through it. You've got a fryer, full English fryer.
Yes.
Packed up. I then went to a place and got a slice of cucumber for you for your eye.
Oh.
Just one eye.
I don't know. Mark you down for that.
Baguette.
Lovely.
If you'd like that. Some sushi.
Oh, my God. How did you get all this?
Then I got
spend
a
any money.
Cheese sandwich. There's more. I got you some Philadelphia off the builders, and someone nice gave me their coffee because I said you guys might want a coffee, and I didn't spend a penny.
How good is that, Scott? France's done so well here.
Seriously, she took a card. She took a card. What's in the receipt?
Did you use a card?
I did not use a card. Did. You can check my bank statement.
Have you been a baller?
I've been hustling.
Right, listen. Now, you boys told me that you're hungover, so I've set £1.45, the best hangover cure, salt and vinegar, Walker's crisps. Not one beer, but two beers. One for you, one for me.
I don't fancy that right now.
I went to your favourite place. I googled Scott Mills, Chris Stark, favourite lunch place. The deli came up.
How do you know that?
Look at this. I'm dedicated to the call, Scott. And then to finish it off, because you're super manly, a Snickers.
Yes.
So, awesome. Well done.
So, Jess, I should point out, whilst the task was on, I got a text from the deli man.
Told you, didn't I?
Who said this? I probably shouldn't say. Hey, bro, got you and Scott sorted for lunch. Jess came in, she's hot.
Yeah, I was a bit sweaty, I'll be honest.
Deli man was keen.
Very keen.
Good job.
And Gronya, finally.
I just went into a restaurant and asked a man to make me something greasy and dirty and rotten.
Okay.
For a hangover, and I'm not sure what's inside it.
Let's have a look.
I honestly don't know. So this is a surprise to me. Oh, well. Sausage, bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion, followed with a mince pie, a little sweet, and I stopped off and got you some face creams to hydrate the skin for your hangover.
Where did you get them from?
And I give my change to the homeless.
Yay! Yes.
Oh, you can't argue with that.
You can't argue with that.
I'm giving you change.
How much did you spend?
£4.
Wow. Well, Chris, it's a hard decision.
And I got somebody else's lunch for £1, so you see.
That is great.
Although the beers was a very good touch.
It is good. However, Francis, you got loads and spent no money, apparently.
Used her card.
I did not use my
car. Seriously, okay.
See, this is what happens when you send apprentice candidates out for lunch and give them a fiver. We've got some beauty products, we've given money to the homeless, we've got some beers, we've struck up some kind of relationship between the deli man and Jess.
Look, Scott, you're the man with the money, so why don't we put on the tense apprentice music and just hire one of them?
Okay, let's go.
You can afford it.
What, do I have to be my business partner?
Yeah, they've become your business partner.
Francis,
Yes. You've
got a lot of stuff there. You hustled real good and apparently spent
no money
apart from you did use a card. Francis, stop talking. Your time for talking is over.
Yes, Scott.
I like it.
Oh.
Lord
surprise,
Mills.
Surprise myself there. Jess.
Scott.
Nice touch on the beers. Real nice.
Yeah, Claude would have approved of that.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what's in that.
It's apparently from the deli.
It's lasagna.
Oh, that is our favourite.
Yeah.
I knew it. I googled you. I told you.
How do you feel it went, Jess? Stop talking. It's not time for talking now. Gronya.
Yes.
I like the mince pie, cos Christmas.
And your little candy cane.
And I really, really am impressed that you gave some money to the homeless. However, you just went into a random shop and asked them to make something rotten and you didn't even know what was inside it.
What, a greasy rotten?
Lord Mills, I should say, it is quite mystery meats.
It looks like mystery meats to me. Okay, I've made my decision. Francis, I can't accept that because you blatantly spent your own money.
Fire.
Gronya, the mystery meats are too much. So, Jess, just for the genius idea of Googling our favourite place and bringing beer, you're hired.
Yeah! Oh!
Scott, give her the finger. You've got to do the finger. There you go. Ah!
You're hired.
That's made my life. I made sugar. I told you were wrong.
Girls, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been so much fun. Really nice to see you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
so
thanks for lunch.
All of the lunch. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Transfer deadline day. Live. Let's speak to Alex. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Alex, what's your situation here on relationship transfer deadline day?
Right, well, my dilemma is I've just started dating this girl, and what do I buy her for Christmas, if I buy her anything at all?
How long has the relationship been?
It's only been about a week and a half.
Oh, very, very new.
Are you thinking of getting rid before the transfer deadline?
No, I'm not. No, I'm quite happy with this one.
But that way you could avoid the present buying.
Yeah, true. I don't know if I buy her some of it. Or not. If I buy her some of it, I might seem a bit too keen, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. But hang on, would you say you're actually in a relationship at the moment?
I'd say I'm dating. It's the early stages. I wouldn't say it's a relationship just yet.
If I was her, I would expect a small something.
Like a present. Yeah, well, like what? What'd you do?
No assumptions.
Flowers? Yeah, chocolates or...
Just something.
Yeah, I'm sure I can do that then.
Maybe a photo of your favourite moment from the last week and a half.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh, babes, just get her a tin of roses. It's all fine.
Tin of roses?
Yeah.
Got it.
But if you commit, don't break up over Christmas. That's all we're saying.
He's not going to.
Yeah.
He likes this one, as he put it. Anyway, good. Have we helped?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you've pretty much said what I thought I should do, so yeah.
Alex is exactly the kind of reason why we set this thing up, you know, because he's not sure at this stage. He's just been seeing her a week. He may have broken up with her over Christmas and heartbreak potentially for her.
Oh, it could have been awful for her. But that's the point. We've saved that situation because you know that's too cruel, don't you,
That's Alex. Why we set this up, because it's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas. Right, Alex?
Yeah, that's right. I can't really do that over Christmas time, can you?
No.
Present-wise, though, I think, as Scott said, something small.
Mm. Got it.
Go lingerie.
No. I hope that helps.
No, that's helped a lot. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem at all. I'm sure she'll look forward to receiving something small.
I hope so.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Remember, it's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas. The cut-off point is today for the dumpings at 3:55. The Scott Mills Daily. That's Charlie Puth, and he's in love with a dangerous man called Lee.
Dangerous Lee.
Dangerous Lee.
You knew a dangerous Lee once.
I've known a lot of dangerous. It's not the banana one.
Stay away from them bad boys.
Okay, let's do this. It's bangers early.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio
1. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
What's occurring?
Not much. I'm pulled over and I'm looking forward to play bangers.
Yeah, okay. Who are you with?
I'm currently with my girlfriend.
Okay, what are you going to do this afternoon?
Currently with. You make it sound like this is a moving situation. You're going to still be with her at the end of all this, right?
Yeah, of course. We're actually on my way to my dad's. It's her first meeting with him.
Oh,
best of luck.
Oh, well, it definitely sounds like you're locked in then over the festive period. No one's going anywhere on this transfer deadline day, are they?
No, it's too late.
So have you told her not to mention anything?
No, actually, we haven't actually been through that. We haven't had that sort of conversation.
Right, okay. How long have you been seeing this lovely lady? What's her name?
Her name's Grace. It's been about 5-6 months.
You sound like the father now.
A lovely lady. And what chat has Grace got planned?
What
chat she got planned for the dad?
Has she got any gifts?
You've got to like make plans for this.
I don't know. We haven't really thought of that.
Oh, you've not planned this at all.
You're so underprepared. Has she made a cake?
No.
Are you bringing some food with you? What's the plan?
No cake, no food. We were just all going to turn up.
Okay. Is this a Christmas thing or?
Well, no, only the weekend. Maybe for Christmas, but.
It sounds like it could be something that we talk about on relationship transfer deadline day, Scott.
Yes.
Keep us up to date.
Yeah.
We're just trying to find any kind of drama relationship wise.
Yeah,
today.
We are. We're clutching at straws.
Help us out.
Right, okay. Do you want to know what my banger is then?
I do, yes.
Pick me, please, because I've got this.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Goldust, DJ Fresh.
I remember when this came out.
Yeah. Don't we all?
We all remember where we were when this came out.
I remember exactly where I was the first time I heard it.
To be fair, this is a tune. Yeah. All right, Harry, you can have that, or you can have My Choice today. Pick me. Old school. This song is so me. T2, Heartbroken. Yes. Sound like a good noise, that, Harry, I think. Sounds like you're enjoying it.
What's this, 1994 or something? Oh,
shut up. No, it's... Get away.
Okay.
Both great tunes.
Yes.
Great banger. So credit to you both.
Thank you.
Cheers. I'm 3-1 up at the moment, so I've already won the week. It's just how much you want me to win it by.
Shut up.
Usually, I'm more of a fan of Chris's songs, if I'm perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what they all say, love.
Ignore Scott making out this is from the... Yeah, from age. This was 2007, I'll have you know.
Okay. Now, let me realise, I said usually I am a fan of Chris's song.
Yes.
But
as you said, yes.
I think Scott might have edged this week.
Really?
I think I've got Scott's banger.
DJ Fresh Goldust on Radio 1.
Can you hear that siren there, Scott? It's the police. There's been a robbery.
There hasn't, though.
There has been a robbery.
No, the police don't need to be called.
The police are nearly here.
No, they're not.
Anyway, loads of people have been on. You know, often people say, oh, you were robbed. Today, loads. I mean, look at this text. I hope, a bit harsh maybe, I hope his girlfriend dumps him before 4 o'clock. What a joke. T2 was miles better. That's from Scott in Sheffield.
Mm-hmm. But Goldust is a tune, though. But you just wanted Heartbroken to be played, which actually on Transfer Deadline Day would have been kind of apt.
It would have been good. Yeah, I'm surprised you went for your one. Good song.
Thank you.
Can't beat Heartbroken.
Back to Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Remember, it's too cruel to dump someone over the festive period. 3:55 is the cut-off if you're thinking of doing it. Yeah. Sarah in Southampton says, I got dumped on Sunday, pre-deadline day. However, the Christmas present I ordered showed up Monday. All sorts of awkward, that, really. The Scott Mills Daily. Strong Radio 1 Christmas party last night. Oh, that's weird. Cal, come in. I was about to mention him and he just walked by. Good work, Cal Spellman, for coming back in to collect your bag at 4 a.m. and then realising that Adele was on air.
Oh, let's be careful what's said now.
Okay, are you right, Cal? You look great, to be fair.
Fresh as a daisy, me, man.
You do look good.
Look, we're all good. And
who was the girl that you met last night? Tell us about her.
There was a girl I met last night. I can't remember her name, unfortunately, but she came up to me and said, you've got a really good radio voice. And then, which I thought was a bit of an odd thing to say. And then she said, so what do you do at Radio 1?
All right. And does she work here?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Brilliant.
And then...
And who was the other girl you met?
No. And then she came back
a little later.
And
how many girls were you meeting?
No, it's the same
girl.
There's
a lot of girls there.
Same girl. And me and Danny were there.
Danny Howard.
And Danny said to her, sorry, so what is it you do at Radio 1? And she said, I make your shows famous.
Oh, wow. How did she do that exactly?
Which was an amazing thing to say.
No, but how did she do that?
Sorry, hang on. That's a big statement.
But it would have been incredible if you had been there at the time, Scott, because I can just imagine how you would have reacted to that.
Rather like I am now. Who was she? I've never seen her before in your life.
I don't think it's...
Right. Well, she's probably over there. She probably works here.
Yes.
Probably feels like an idiot now.
You've been called out, whoever you are.
There was one year, I don't know who she was, and she was like...
There was one.
You're the reason... No, I'm the reason that you're on Radio 1. Once again.
Wow.
Couldn't quantify why that was, but just... I love a bold statement.
That's a Christmas,
a Christmas party.
Just to clear up as well, I left my bag here.
He left his bag
here. I did say that.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. Transfer Deadline Day.
Remember, it's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas, so if you're thinking about it, you've got to do it before 3:55 this afternoon. Hello, Harry on Twitter, who signed another contract with his girlfriend of 3 years, Charlotte.
Scott and Chris, well, there's loads of news coming in this transfer deadline day. Mobile reporters Oscar and Hannah delighted to announce an extension clause to their relationship.
Okay.
Upon acquisition of their first house. Very exciting times. What are you doing?
It's fine, carry on.
This is meant to be a slick machine.
It's not.
But Oscar and Hannah, congratulations on your relationship on the M42. That makes it sound weird.
Lucy says, my boyfriend worked nights last night, so hopefully we'll be asleep until 3:55 and then I'll be safe for another year. Smith says, I'm just in a new relationship, all seems fine so far. It's a great idea, this, but my contract was breached 2 years ago.
Kyle has messaged us saying, help, any tips for the best way of sliding into a girl's DM that he likes before Christmas? We can't help with that kind of thing.
We can't.
Good luck with your search, Kyle.
Just slide in there like Honey G.
Wait, are you DMing Honey G currently?
No, I meant that when she slid in on the X Factor. She's not slid into my DMs.
Nor mine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
Hey, James.
Hi up.
Welcome to Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. What's your story?
Well, see, I was in a long-term relationship, or long-distance relationship, sorry.
So where did the relationship start? Here?
No, I was in Australia for about a year.
And she's still there, right?
Yeah, she's still there. She's Australian.
And how long ago was that?
It was about a year and a half.
Okay, so a long-distance relationship. Did it work out okay, fine?
Unfortunately, I got dumped on Wednesday.
Oh no. What, this Wednesday just gone?
Yeah, Wednesday just gone.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, I came home from work after a long day, called her like I normally do, and then a 20-minute phone call later, I was a single man.
Oh, mate. Oh,
sorry to hear that, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because she lives in Australia, I can send her Christmas presents over. She got them. She opened them early because she's been a bit cheeky. And then she dumped me 2 days later.
Unbelievable scenes. So she took the presents, obviously, you sent them. And then she opened them before Christmas and then made the call.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, it's unacceptable behaviour. But she is still within the rules of the deadline day.
Oh, you're saying so? It's quite a respectful behaviour, that is. What do you mean exactly?
Also, Scott, why did you move the deadline back?
The transfer deadline day.
Yeah.
We thought it was too early on the 9th, so we moved it back today.
Yeah, but then
today.
She wouldn't have been able to dump him in that time.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
No, I'm sorry about that.
Tricky one. I mean, I think opening the presents and then dumping and opening the presents before Christmas is a little bit cheeky.
Yeah.
So what would you... Where do you want to take it from here? Are you going to ask for the presents back?
Well, I'd like to. Problem is, she's blocked me, so...
Blocked as well.
Yeah, so I'm just... couple hundred quid down the hole.
Oh, wow.
Couple of hundred quid.
What a great Christmas you're having.
What was the present?
I don't know. Oh, a couple of small things, and then the big thing was a necklace.
Unbelievable.
Made out of real silver.
Well, you sound like a great boyfriend. I'd go out with you.
Oh, cheers, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that
probably doesn't make you
feel
any better.
Maybe that's today's drama.
Well, can be if you want. I'll do anything for the show.
Do you know what? Actually, that would really help.
Mm. Who?
Well, the show. Yeah. Well, it's up to you. Do you want to go out with Scott?
Oh, why not? You only live once.
Yeah. Well, this has taken an unexpected turn.
2016's been a strange one.
It has been.
Oh, yeah. What a way to end.
Follow me on Twitter, babes.
Will do.
I'm joking, of course.
I'll send it anyway.
Okay, fine.
Right, okay. Well, I've got to go now because I feel
uncomfortable. Happy relationship transfer deadline day. Sorry to hear about
your loss. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Well, that was weird, wasn't it, Chris?
Oh, I forgot about my voice. It took a weird turn, Scott.
Here on Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Makes me do a news voice. Some terrible advice coming in from our listeners, as always. Josh and Jamie from Brighton says, go over there, surprise her, and get those presents back. An absolutely terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Yes. Someone says, because that girl's Australian, does she have an extra 12 hours? No, because they're in the future, so... I don't know, it's making my head fizz. Alex thinks he may be about to be dumped from his girlfriend. He texted her 2 hours ago, she's not replied.
30 minutes.
Oh, there's the 30-minute signal. Not long now. If you are thinking of dumping somebody...
Yeah.
ish. You only have until 3:55. The transfer window closes at 3:55. That is the transfer deadline. And then everyone is safe in their relationship over Christmas because it's too cruel to dump someone over the Christmas season. The transfer will reopen in January when we tell you to do it. I haven't decided that bit yet. Oh God, it's all on today.
Hoovent calendar.
Hoovent calendar now.
Oh, I nearly forgot.
So this is our version of an advent calendar, but instead of chocolate, massive hoos behind each and every door.
Oh, I hope it's something good today, Scott. 16th. God, it's not long to Christmas, is it?
Not long at all.
Like a week away.
So, Santa, do your thing, please. Let's open door 16 on the Hoovent calendar.
The Hoovent calendar with Scott Mills. Oh, it's door number 16.
Extra, I know you want more. I'll give you something extra when you walk through my door. Extra, extra, though I cannot deny.
It's playing the advert.
Terms and conditions apply.
Howard from the Halifax.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
More and more coming in here on Relationship Transfer Deadline Day as the deadline looms at 3:55 this afternoon. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm struggling, Scott. I really am.
Go on.
I need both your expert opinions.
That's why we're here.
Today, yeah. Basically, my girlfriend, I have a feeling that she's in a relationship with the toilet. Last night, we're at the 1975 at the O2, and she went to the toilet four times.
What's she doing in there?
So you think she's... seeing the toilet assistant? What do you think is going on?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know whether it's because it's got a big flush lever. I'm not sure.
I think she's into the toilet.
I mean,
well, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a grower, not a shower, that's for sure. But I mean, I don't know if I can compete with a toilet.
Sure. Well, we've offered a lot of information there, which we didn't really need.
I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit weird what you're saying.
Yes, maybe she's seeing the attendant for all the free lollipops and sprays. But you can't break up with her because of that. Absolutely not.
Anyway, I mean, the decision will be yours.
Yeah.
Just don't do it over Christmas. Yes. That's what I would say.
Before 3:55, but it's a ridiculous reason.
It's very harsh.
Be off with you. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Scott.
What's your problem?
Basically, I'm stuck in a weird situation, to be honest.
Go.
Well, we've been on and off for around about a year. And we're basically coming down for the breaking moments. And the last thing she's told me is... She was ordering me marshmallows with her face on.
Right, what's wrong with that?
But the main problem is I don't even like marshmallows.
So you're getting from her marshmallows with her face on?
Well, I was going to be until transfer deadline day.
I don't understand what you're talking about, but you can't dump somebody for that. That's absolutely ridiculous. Two ridiculous callers there. You can't do that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
15 minutes now. The deadline is looming. If you are thinking about breaking up with somebody, you must do it before 3:55 this afternoon. It's too cruel to dump somebody over Christmas. And then the window will reopen in the new year. TBC, sometime in January.
Mm.
Hi, Scott. Not long till deadline now. I got a bit panicked earlier, says Paul. Texted my girlfriend Georgia, no reply so far.
Steve from Pompey says it's squeaky bum time, Mills. Just been taken by surprise by the girlfriend, reminding me that it's deadline day. Yeah, squeaky bum time.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Georgia, another Georgia in Rye, says I always get so anxious when I hear the transfer deadline date over the radio. I hope you're fine this year, Georgia. This text says, I've had a few missed calls from the other half today. Decided not to answer until after deadline day, just in case it's bad news. I've packed on the pounds this past year, so I'm feeling a bit vulnerable. That's a terrible idea. Answer the call. Obviously, we don't want anyone to be dumped, but if you're thinking of doing it, it's too cruel to do it over the festivities.
Scott, I've got some terms and conditions here. No one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Deadline day is for breakups that were going to happen anyway. To make sure that they aren't over the Christmas period.
Thanks, Chris. And now let's speak to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Well, I'm in Cambridgeshire on a roof at the moment. I text my girlfriend about half an hour ago at the half an hour mark, and I asked her to remind her that it was transfer deadline day, and I have not got a text back.
Right. Well, she might not have read it.
Well, I can tell Scott, tell you, Scott, now that she has read it. The iMessenger has said she read it at the halfway mark.
Right. So she read it immediately but hasn't replied.
Yes.
Maybe she doesn't know what you're talking about.
Maybe, Scott.
Well, anyway, don't panic. Get down from the roof and... transfer deadline day.
It's not worth it. Get down from the roof. We've got about, that's your job.
About 10 minutes left, okay?
Okay. I'll let you know in 10 minutes, Scott.
Don't worry. Marcus in Brackley is still available on a free transfer until 3:55 if anyone's interested. Mason says, I don't know what to do. This is such a difficult decision. It's not my decision, it's yours. Not heard from the other half for most of the day, but just confirmed we are safe for another year. That's Kat and Sarah. Congratulations. Transfer deadline day on Radio 1. Remember, 3:55. That's when it closes over Christmas.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
Breaking news from Norwich, Scott. Alex is texting saying, Scott, late drama in Norfolk. Girlfriend has just texted saying, we need to talk.
Oh, no. Well, ring her. Only got till 3:55. The deadline is looming. Pete in Kent says, this is so tense. I can't bear it. The last 10 minutes of transfer deadline day. Natasha on Twitter says, I can't believe it's deadline day and I've not heard from my boyfriend in 8 hours. Natasha, I hope everything's going to be fine. Sean says, I can confirm my partner has had a clause triggered to have a one-year extension despite rumours of a free transfer. Congratulations there. Also, this just in. I've had my other half, Julie, on a trial for the past 2 months, but I'm glad to announce I'm offering her a full-time contract. That's from Josh. I've been married 9 years and received a text at the half-hour mark saying, I've got some news for you. I'll call you before 4 p.m. John, I'm sure it's nothing. John in Oxford there. My partner's got a cold. Do I dump him so I don't catch it and then get back with him after? No, because you're going to have to wait till after Christmas. Those are the rules. Not long to go now, Chris.
These are exciting times, Mills.
3:55 is when the window closes for 2016. This is BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, Chris, people are really enjoying the show today, you know.
They're really getting into it.
They are, but some people are finding it very tense. It's transfer deadline day, and it's the last few minutes. George in North Wales says... Has anyone been dumped last minute? I've got two substitutes ready to ready in here for you. Faith and Mike Evans. No, it's fine. We don't need anyone else.
Scott, messages are flooding in. Now the Famouses are getting involved. Just had a tweet from Kadeko.
Off of Cranknat.
Off of Cranknat.
Whoa.
Saying tense times on transfer deadline day. I'm not sure what's going on in his personal life. But
is he in the venue, in the function or in the place?
I think he probably is in the venue.
Okay.
Bryony in Plymouth, please answer your phone. That's from your boyfriend. Hashtag transfer deadline. What about this from someone on Twitter? I'm in the car with the girlfriend right now. Very awkward scenes in the car with only a few minutes to go on transfer deadline. Not a word has been said. It's so tense.
Okay, so someone says my boyfriend Harry has had 2 days space and he wants to meet at 6:30 to talk. I'm afraid that's past the deadline.
Yeah, you'll be safe
you're
then.
You're absolutely fine.
Snake Hips G on Twitter. Transfer deadline day, so tense right now.
Okay, let's go back to Matt on the phone. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Scott.
We spoke to you earlier. Has that text now arrived from your girlfriend? You said that she'd read the message, but have you got any reply?
I can confirm, Scott, that she has replied. She said she had no signal.
Oh.
And she will be staying with me at least until after Christmas.
Fantastic news.
I am pleased for you. Well done, Matt. Happy Christmas.
Thank you for your service.
Not at all. Thank you so much. That's why we're here. Service. Mark's been on. He's actually sent me the text that he's just sent to his girlfriend. It says, relationship transfer deadline day today. Expires at 15:55. Just confirming your contract has been extended over the Christmas period. Congratulations for your hard work over the year. Yours sincerely, Mark.
Panic scenes for Craig from Coventry right now. Last minute text from his girlfriend telling him to telling him to answer his phone. It all seems to be kicking off in Coventry, Scott. It's a hotbed of relationship drama.
Just had a last minute text from my girlfriend. That is from Alex from Bolton. Also, Tommy says, last minute contract refusal in Bexhill. Tense negotiations led to a withdrawal of offer. Getting very tense in here because we have 1 minute to go. Will Edwards from Matlock has just proposed a new 1 year contract to his girlfriend. She's come back saying yes, so it's all good.
Transfer deadline day.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds to go till the deadline. 20 seconds till the gong. Gets a bit much at this point. So if your relationship, you're moments away from safety and a relaxing Christmas. If not, your last chance to dump is now.
It's going to have to be quick.
This is Transfer Deadline Day, live on BBC Radio 1.
And relax.
Are we there?
We're there. And that is it. We'll tell you when it reopens in the new year. It'll be in January.
It's just a weight off your shoulder, isn't it?
Oh, I think we can all relax a little bit now because, like...
Well, we all know where we stand.
Yeah, what's done is done. It's too cruel to dump somebody over the Christmas period, which is why we do this. Some people say this is a cruel feature.
No.
It's actually quite the opposite. We're just making sure that everybody knows where they are at Christmas time. And that is another relationship transfer deadline day done for 2016. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. We're in for Grimmy all next week, starting Monday from 6:30 a.m.